Good morning. So we've been discussing the halachas of Kiddush. We went through the halachas near Shabbos, halachas of Kiddush. And we were mentioning that Shabbos morning, there's also a mitzvah of Kiddush. Friday night's inyan of establishing that today's Shabbos through the Kiddush. And we also mentioned Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, which is an important part of Kiddush. Shabbos morning, it's more of a minig, or it's not just a minig, it's a halacha, that we make Kiddush also, which gives a cheshivas to the Suda of Shabbos. That's why the halacha that we found by Friday night that has to be Kiddush B'makim Suda applies to Shabbos morning also. The Kiddush should be the starting of the Suda. However, there's a machlekes, what's considered Suda, for the din of Kiddush B'makim Suda, is a dafka when we wash on bread, that's the Suda. Or Kiddush B'makim Suda is if we sit down and we eat Mizrainus also. And this is a machlekes Rishayim, machlekes HaPaiskim. So therefore, Friday night when Kiddush is a Toiraisa, so then we can be machmer to dafka be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush with a Suda of bread. However, Shabbos morning, the general minig is to be mekel and to be semach on those paiskim that Kiddush b'makim Suda is with the mezainis. So when we make Kiddush in the morning, and then afterwards we eat mezainis, we'll be mekayim this halacha of Kiddush b'makim Suda. However, since there are shittas that hold the dafka with bread, therefore the Be'er Halacha, therefore the Chafetz Chaim brings down, that one should try to again make Kiddush before he eats the Suda, and that's what many people are knowing, that even if they already ate Mezainis, but when they'll come home and begin the Suda Shabbos, they'll again make Kiddush to fulfill the other shittas. And what? Let's talk about Shabbos. Then the same halacha also we mentioned on Friday night, that Kiddush B'makim Suda is not just the makim, it means also that there shouldn't be a hefsik between the Kiddush and the Suda. A person should not waste time between Kiddush and the Suda. So to over here also, even though sometimes the washing takes a lot of time, a lot of people have to wash, but as long as we don't sit around and shmuk in between, still considered Kiddush B'makim Suda. There is an interesting halacha that comes up that the prescribe was makbid that since in the morning, the Kiddush of the morning is just the bracha alone. At night, we have a special bracha for the Kiddush. We also have a Fulu, but we have the special bracha of the Kiddush Hayayim. Shabbos morning is just Bari Pri Agafin. That which some people say Pesukim beforehand is a minig. It's a minig to say those Pesukim. Not everyone has that minig. And those that have the minig should be careful to say the full Pesukim, not just to start in the middle of the Pasiv Akei Berach, unless that's his specific minig. But otherwise, it's a question if you could just say a half a Pasik. So then you should say the Pesukim. But the Kiddush itself is the Bracha alone. So if the Brisker of Hell that Shabbos morning is the Indian to drink from the Kiddush, in order to show that that will be mekayim the din of Kiddush. However, you run into another question, which we'll end with this. Another question that is halach that yayin is paita kol mashkin, just like we find in a suda. If I wash on bread, so everything I eat afterwards as part of the bread meal becomes pata with the bracha on bread. It becomes like a tafel secondary to the bread, and therefore the bracha on the bread works for the rest of the meal. So to yayin is the roish of kol mashkin. It's the top of all mashkin. So when I make a bari pri agafin on yayin, on wine, then I don't have to make a shakal on the other drinks. Many paiskim, Rav Yashiv and others held that this is only by wine, not by grape juice. But there are those that hold that it's by grape juice. And then there's a machlekes also, if you need to drink a revius of the wine, like 3 ounces of wine, or it's enough even a little of the wine to get this din that patis on the other drinks. So therefore, when Shabbos morning, those that are makbid on this briskerov to drink a little wine, they're running into a question now: do they need to make a shakal on the soda or whatever drink they can drink afterwards? So if they want to be makbid, they'll make a shakal on something else, on the herring, or something else that shakal, and then with that pata the drinks. But again, halacha l'maisa, there are those that are not to drink from the kiddush wine. There are those that are not makbid on it. You don't have to be makbid on it if you're not makbid on it to dafke drink from the kiddush wine. And if you do drink from the kiddush wine, if you're able to pata the bracha shakal with some other shakal, it's definitely better too. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
I was like, yeah, Friday night, so we need the only